Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Zeoli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Zeoli listener.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Zeoli podcast.
It is Super Tuesday today. Will Mike Bloomberg get any votes today? Will Joe Biden solidify himself as the front runner? Or will Bernie Sanders run the table? What's going to happen? 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210. And on Twitter at Rich Zeoli or Facebook.com/Zeoli Show. And checking in on your thoughts today, sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Weigh in on social media. Give me your thoughts on things, and we'll read some of those on the air. For example, by the way, you know, when you're thinking about Joe Biden, and I love the idea as all of us try to understand. You heard Michael Bloomberg on Fox News, right? Mr. Safety says Fox show their true colors by having town hall right before Super Tuesday for Bloomberg. How much was paid for that fair and balanced coverage? Great question, right? And then himself says the secret to Bernie's success is that none of his followers can actually hear the stuff he's saying, like Grumps and Charlie Brown's special with all the popping of the microphone. This check-in on social media brought to you by Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter. They truly do matter. Go down and visit them, please, on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Now is a great time to buy a Volvo, and they'll show you that relationships matter. Because they know how much your relationship matters with this show. So weigh in on Facebook as well, Facebook.com/Zeoli Show, and we'll check in on some of those in a few minutes as well. Here's how things stand right now in the race. Obviously, Joe Biden got some big endorsements last night from Beto O'Rourke and Amy Klobuchar and from Pete Buttigieg. So he today goes into it with the backing of the establishment. My question is it too little too late? Because it was the night before Super Tuesday, and he doesn't have an organization in place. Meanwhile, Bloomberg has been spending a fortune. He had a 60 Minutes sit down with Scott Pelley. He had the Fox News town hall last night. We'll find out. Bloomberg's strategy, as he said to Fox News last night, is going to be horse trading and deals of the convention. I'm going all the way, and we'll see what happens there. Nobody's going to have the votes on the first ballot. That's his strategy, which is why if Bloomberg wins nothing today, he said it himself. He doesn't care. You don't have to win. You just got to rack up delegates. That's his entire strategy right there. Now, Beto O'Rourke also endorsed Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a terrible candidate for so many different reasons, but one of them being the fact that he's embraced being such an anti-Second Amendment guy. At some point, he was trying to distinguish himself as being this guy that was reasonable on guns. He never was, not at all. And if it's Bloomberg, who's also terrible on the Second Amendment, I mean, no gun supporters are going to leave Donald Trump. So if you're a Second Amendment supporter, you're with the president. You're not going to one of these guys. No way. They're just too extreme on this. And so what Joe Biden did was he got the most extreme guy on the Second Amendment, Beto O'Rourke, to endorse him. Take a listen.
On behalf of every one of the 254 counties of this great state, we welcome Dr. Jill Biden and Vice President Joe Biden, el próximo presidente de los Estados Unidos, aquí.
Would you stop? Oh, come on, Beto. You're not. Come on. With the Spanish, man. Is he not culturally appropriating some other culture right there when he does that Spanish stuff?
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
It certainly does to me.
Yeah.
He's not really, I mean, Robert Francis O'Rourke is his name.
Well, it's very, very, very ethnic.
Why does he go out there and start talking Espanol all the time? Los Estados Unidos. I know that one too, buddy. It means the United States. It does. You don't take a degree in Spanish to know that. All right, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow, March 3rd, 2020, I will be casting my ballot for Joe Biden. We need somebody.
You hear Joe in the background going, it's the right thing to do?
Yes.
Joe Biden. I know you don't want to. It's the right thing to do. Like going to the gym.
It's the right thing to do. We need somebody who can beat Donald Trump. The man in the White House today poses an existential threat to this country.
To How about democracy? An immediate threat to this country? Why does it have to be existential? How about an immediate, dire threat to our country? You with your fancy existential words, Beto. All right.
Poses an existential threat to this country, to our democracy, to free and fair elections. And we need somebody who can beat him. And in Joe Biden, we have that man. We have someone who, in fact, is the antithesis of Donald Trump. Joe Biden is decent. He's kind.
Never worked in the private sector. He totally is the antithesis of Donald Trump. Never had a real job. Never made money outside of government. Yeah, you're right, Beto. You're totally right on that point. Oh, man. Unreal. The other point, too, is that today is Super Tuesday, but really they're going to be allowed to vote all the way up to Super Thursday, according to Joe Biden. So just know that you got plenty of time. If you don't get a chance to vote today, kids, tomorrow, Thursday, it's all good.
Look, tomorrow is Super Tuesday, and I want to thank you all. I tell you what, I'm rushing ahead, aren't I?
I'll tell you what, huh? You vote Thursday any day you want, all right? There you go. You do whatever you want, anytime. Dawn, it's very easy to mess up days of the week. We do it all the time.
That's right.
Especially when you are the running for president of the United States Monday night, and Super Tuesday is in a few hours, the biggest day of your political life. Easy to call it Thursday.
That's right.
Easy. Happens all the time.
Don wants no part of this, Rich.
I know. That's why I pull her in.
I know. Like, I know what you're doing.
I know.
It's cringe. It's a sin.
You know what I hate, by the way? Disney. I hate Disney too. So much.
Yeah?
I'll tell you why I hate Disney. Yesterday, I had a date with my daughter. I took Claire for a little daddy date, and I took her to the Disney store, Cherry Hill Mall. And they won't give you a plastic bag. She wanted this.
Just bring your own bag or buy one.
Well, hang on, though. She wanted this little Cinderella toy, right? Yeah. It was a Cinderella carriage with little Cinderella. It was beautiful. Like, so cute. And I bought it for her, and we went to lunch, and I was trying to open this thing. There is so much freaking plastic around this plastic toy. I had to borrow, I'm using a knife and cutting it, and then I had to get a scissor just to get all the plastic off.
Yes.
But you can't get a plastic bag. They carry your plastic made in China toy with all the plastic around it. I just want to be a dad who gives my little princess the little toys that she wants. But it's all covered in plastic, Dawn. But Disney's so woke, we can't give you a plastic bag. Would you like to buy one for $1?
Yeah.
So they'll still give it to you. They just want to get more money out of you.
Just buy it. I'm not buying it.
I'd rather carry it. I'd rather carry Mickey Mouse on my back, strapped to my back. Yeah, like I'm pulling him out of a war zone than pay for that bag.
See, if we invented a type of bubble wrap that's not from plastic, we would be billionaires.
I agree with you.
Bubble wrap that's made out of something else.
How about paper?
Yeah, that's it.
Right? Wrap people up in paper. And then, you know, when they, all they got to do is just wet themselves and they can get out of the paper. Like, they just have to get wet. They can escape. But let's do it. Let's make everything out of paper handcuffs. Imagine that, the cops lock you up with paper handcuffs and the guy's like, really? Dude, all I got to do is spit on this a lot and I can break out of here. Well, over at MSNBC, they had, with the news that Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar have dropped out, correspondent Mike Mamoli.
Ah, yes.
Mike Mamoli could barely contain his excitement on this as he's talking to Nicole Wallace, White House, Deadline White House, with host Nicole Wallace, former Republican Nicole Wallace, and never Trumper. Take a listen.
And I have to tell you, Nicole, that I wasn't planning to go to Dallas tonight. He has one more event here. We were going to skip ahead to California to be in position for Super Tuesday, where he's going to be tomorrow. But the Biden team across the board has been strongly encouraging me to join there tonight. It's almost like they're building an Avengers sequel in Dallas tonight. And so we're interested in what's about to happen.
What?
Well, I'm going to ask Joe Sibilia, our parody director, to come up with a parody of the Avengers sequel with Joe Biden, Amy Klobuchar, Buttigieg, and Beto O'Rourke, the Espanol Avenger, the Spanish-speaking Avenger.
I wonder when that MSNBC reporter said that, I wonder if he knew that he would be mocked and getting parodies made of him.
Mike Momomi. It's like the Avengers coming together. Hey, Nicole, it's like the Avengers. Look at this, how exciting it is. I'm calling it right up the middle, comparing these Democrats to the greatest superheroes that just saved the world from Thanos. By the way, I thought 150 million people were dead and that Joe Biden and the Avengers, the fake Avengers, couldn't do anything about that because 150 million people have died from guns. Where were these people?
Drug companies. We give immunity to tobacco companies. That has caused carnage on our streets. 150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability.
Let me ask you now. Now that the Democrats have all come together like superheroes, will they reverse time and bring those 150 million people back? My question. Joe Biden, of course, is now the presumptive frontrunner, but that's only for the fact that they don't know if Bloomberg's going to do well or not do well today. They just don't know. The one thing I know is that Donald Trump is not worried about anything. He had a rally last night. He's going on about the economy, the stock market yesterday. Best gains ever for the Dow. Best gains ever. Which is why you're not hearing about the economy today, which is why you're not hearing about the stock market today, because the best gains ever yesterday. It's amazing, right? So then here's this wacky theory from over at, they had Paul Begala from CNN, who was at CPAC. They gave a prediction for him. They said, let's have a prediction from you, Paul Begala, a crazy prediction. This is what Paul Begala came up with. Take a listen.
This is not a prediction, it's a certainty. On Thursday, July 16th, that's the day the Democrat gives her or his acceptance address. On that day, to interrupt that narrative, Donald Trump will call a press conference at Mar-a-Lago. He's going to dump Mike Pence and put Nikki Haley on the ticket to try to get those suburban moms. You watch. Guaranteed. He put Trump in charge. Trump put Pence in charge of coronavirus to throw him on the bus.
All right. There you go. To get those suburban soccer moms, Nikki Haley. All right. You heard it from Paul Begala.
Certainty.
Certainty. It's not a prediction. It's a certainty, Dawn. Certainty.
Well, it's not. Look, it's not the first time people have brought up her name.
Certainty. That's right.
Right?
I've heard it before. I've heard the rumor before. It'd be a big coup for the president to get Nikki Haley to be his running mate, right?
Or in a high ranking position.
Right.
Many people say she'll run against Pence.
Many people.
In 2024.
Yeah.
I don't think Trump needs to replace Mike Pence, personally. I don't think he needs to do it. That's one of those things. What do you think now, though? So Joe Biden becomes if Joe Biden's a nominee, who's his vice president? Who's his running mate?
It's got to be, what if it's Tulsi?
Tulsi's? By the way, Tulsi's still running for president.
I know, but she only, you know.
She's like a fake candidate at this point, but she's still running for president.
She needs to do another workout.
Yeah.
So that, you know, because we love her workouts.
She needs more workout videos, without question.
Yeah.
Do you know who the youngest man in the race for president is? Donald Trump. He's the youngest guy running. I'm not joking. He's the youngest guy running for president right now.
Is that?
Yes. Donald Trump is the youngest man running for president of the United States right now.
Yeah.
So he is the party of youth and vigor. And the Democrats are already saying he's too young for the job. He's too immature. He lacks the experience to be able to be president.
See, this plays right into my narrative of man years that I talk about.
Yes.
You know, like dog years. So your dog is 7, but really 49. A man is the opposite. So Donald Trump is really like, you know, 42.
There you go.
In my man year, men are... You know,
how
late bloomers.
How
Greg
old is
like shaking his head.
How old is Joe Biden in man years? Come on, go. You know the thing. Come on. You know the thing. Let's hear Joe Biden's man years, shall we, and try to figure out if we can understand his political age, his man
years. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
All right, I have an idea.
What?
Can we? And I want to thank Resist Progressive Ideology for giving me this idea. As we do another check-in on social media, brought to us by our friends at Cherry Hill Volvo. How about we take some of the greatest lines in history of presidents, like Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall and ask not what your country can do for you, and the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, and just start with the first line and then go, you know the thing, after it.
I think I can work on
that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we can hear a little bit of the Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this go, you know the thing.
And put it to, since it's National Anthem Day, what Zioli sang earlier in the day was, oh, say, can you see?
Oh, say, can you go, you know the thing? Great lines and presidential speeches by Joe Biden. You see how much relationships matter? My relationship with you matters. You give me great ideas for content, and our relationship with Cherry Hill Volvo matters. So thank you for all their support. Please go visit them on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter, and they really do. Bill, we have a Facebook check-in as well, I believe, right?
We do. Sorry, I was actually pulling one of the Kennedy things. Hang on.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you go. You know the thing.
So that leads me into the first Facebook check-in from Joseph. Biden as Captain Kirk from Star Trek. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprises to boldly go. You know the thing.
To boldly go where you know the thing. Great rallying speeches by Joe Biden.
Mark says, I think Biden was attempting a comedy. He's just missing the Dice Clay ending. Oh!
That's good. That's good. But we have that for Bloomberg, though. We can't give it to Biden, too.
Yeah, we can't give him out.
The only thing we have to fear is go, you know the thing. It's Roosevelt. I could just do these impressions myself. I'm better at presidential impressions than I thought.
So we have the first one. This is the unedited version of the Reagan speech.
Mr. Gorbachev, go. You know the thing.
Okay,
God,
it's just, come on.
It's just too easy, right?
It's a sin.
Today, December 7th. 1941, a day which will live in go, you know the thing. I say, come here to Berlin. Ich bin ein. You go, you know the thing. It's fantastic. Great moments in presidential history with Joe Biden.
The Rich Zioli Show on your schedule. This is the Zioli Show podcast.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live.
Go, you know the thing.
Oh, man.
Burley Bonds, you know the thing.
Oh, man. What's that?
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Go, you know the thing.
So good.
Are you doing Reagan's Challenger speech with the surly bonds of earth?
No.
To touch the, see the face of go, you know the thing? That famous speech Reagan gave?
Very famous.
Slip the surly bonds of earth to see the face of go, you know the thing. I'll remember that moment in presidential history forever. Four score and seven.
Oh, no.
Go, you know the thing. Amazing. Truly
it's
amazing.
Like it is like a Dr. Seuss, you know.
Go, you know the thing.
All the places you'll go.
All the places you go, you'll know the thing.
Oh, no.
Great moments in presidential history with Joe Biden. Do you have another one for us? No problem. Those are great. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask, go, you know the thing. Joe Biden is, I guess, now the front runner, which is really fun for me. I'm going to have a lot of fun. I would have fun with any of these guys, honestly, getting the nomination because. I can do Shecky, Mikey Dice, Bloomberg jokes. I can do Bernie Sanders, Megaphone Bernie. And we can certainly, Joe Biden just gives us content. We don't even have to make it up. He just gives us stuff. So I'm fine with all that. As long as it's not America's mother-in-law, my Lotus, because I don't think any of us can handle that. I just don't think we can do that. And we, and if Tulsi's the nominee, I can happily watch her workout videos and I would be fine. You know what I mean? So I can certainly, I'd be fine with that is my point. The only one I just can't have would be America's mother-in-law, but I don't think she's got a shot in hell of winning the nomination. I think she's just staying in this race right now. As they said in Saturday Night Live, her job is just to terrorize Mike Bloomberg, to be his worst nightmare. Did you see that when they did the mock, the cold open for the coronavirus? Kate McKinnon?
Yes.
And she does Elizabeth Warren. She was great.
She is awesome.
She said, my job is to stay in this race and just be your worst nightmare, Mike. That was pretty
she
funny.
Kept like poking his face like that. It was hysterical.
She put her finger up, isn't it?
Right. I'm in this race as long as you are. I'm your worst nightmare. That was actually very, very funny. So then the question then becomes, what happens today if Bernie runs the tables and has a great day? Can they stop him? Can they stop him? Bernie said the establishment's getting very nervous. I think the establishment is very nervous. The other thing, too, is that if Mike Bloomberg is the nominee, there's some real questions about him. For example, on the Second Amendment. A Fox News town hall member called him out on his hypocrisy over the Second Amendment. You know, Mike Bloomberg is one of the biggest nanny staters out there. I call him the Manny. He's a nanny, but he's a man, so he's the Manny. Like from This Is Us. So somebody asked him, they asked Bloomberg about this, about pushing gun control. Cut 10.
How do you justify pushing for more gun control when you have an armed security detail that is likely equipped with the same firearms and magazines that you seek to ban the common citizen from owning? Does your life matter more than mine or my family's or these people's?
All right. Look, I probably get 40 or 50 threats every week, okay? And some of them are real. That just happens when you're the mayor of New York City or you're very wealthy. And if you're campaigning for president of the United States, you get lots of threats. So I have a security detail. I pay for it all myself. And, you know, they're all retired police officers who are very well trained in firearms. Let me talk about firearms for a second. The Second Amendment gives you the right to bear arms. Nobody suggests that we're going to change the Constitution. Even if you wanted to, I don't think you'd get it done. So nobody's going to take away your right to bear arms. The Supreme Court said you can have reasonable restrictions.
Now let's stop it right there for a quick second. Now, first of all, the point about him paying for his own security service is not the point that the person in the town hall is making, right? The point the guy's making is, how come you get to protect yourself from threats and I don't? Right? There could be a woman who's getting threats from her ex-boyfriend. She doesn't have Bloomberg's money. She's not running for president. She's not running for mayor of New York City. She's not the mayor. She's just a woman who has an abusive ex-boyfriend. Why does she not get the right to protect herself? The point that's being made here is, we understand, Your Highness, that you get threats and therefore you have your security detail. We understand when you're rich, you have private security guards. But for those of us lowly peasants who can't afford such a thing, who just have to do it ourselves, just have to have a firearm to be able to protect ourselves. The point is this. Your guys with guns can leave the house and walk around next to you. My guns can't leave my house. That's the point. There's a lot of differences here in what Mike Bloomberg's allowed to do vis-a-vis self-defense and what you're allowed to do. Mike Bloomberg and his guys have no problem crossing state lines with their guns, right? But if you cross a state line, like if you go from Pennsylvania to Jersey with your licensed firearm, you've committed a felony with a mandatory jail sentence, like our buddy Shanine Allen did. You have 5 years of prison waiting for you. That doesn't happen to Mike Bloomberg and his guns and his guys with guns. If you leave your house with guns to carry them around, in some states you go to prison. They can't leave the house unless you get a separate license that gives you the right to carry those guns outside the home. Good luck getting one in Jersey unless you've already been shot and killed. I mean, it's almost impossible to be able to. You got to go to the state and prove to them that you actually have a legitimate threat, and then they'll consider letting you have a concealed carry permit. They'll think about it. No. The rights are all not equal. And that's the point that this guy's making, is that you would give those same kind of restrictions that would not affect you and your security detail. Bloomberg would be all for the kind of restrictions that would not enable me to cross my lines, my state lines with a gun, would not allow me to leave the home with a gun, would not allow me to have the kind of firepower that, frankly, his guys with guns have. Because I'm sure that Mike Bloomberg's guys with guns have plenty of ammunition and plenty of bullets and plenty of guns and plenty of whatever else they need to be able to protect him. But Bloomberg would limit it. You could have maybe 5 bullets, maybe 10 if you're lucky. And the size of the gun, well, there'd be a limit to that too. So when he gets into this next part of this answer, which is what the Supreme Court says, you notice how the Supreme Court, none of this applies to him. Only applies to you. Go ahead.
The Supreme Court said you can have reasonable restrictions. And the only restrictions which I'm in favor of is to prevent us from selling guns to people with psychiatric problems, criminals, or people that are minors, okay? And the federal law right now, if you go into a gun store, that law applies to all gun stores across America. You cannot buy a gun in a gun store where they won't do a background check. And all they do is look for those three categories: minor, if you're a minor, if you have psychiatric problems, or if you have a criminal record. The law does not apply to guns sold over the internet or in gun shows. Why? Because those two things came after the law that applies to gun stores was passed. Okay, and what I've tried to do is to
Here's the thing. Does anybody really believe that the guy who banned beverages of a certain size really is comfortable with you having guns and just really wants to close that quote unquote loophole that doesn't exist? Because it really doesn't. Does anybody really believe that? See, I don't believe that. I got to call BS on that. That this guy, Bloomberg, who thought that he knew better than you what size drink you should have, that guy is comfortable with you really having a Second Amendment right? I don't buy it. I'm sorry, I don't. Call me cynical. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
But the only thing we have to fear is...
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Go, you know the thing.
Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving. Justin Anderson sent a note. Great speeches in presidential history. I did not have sexual relations with that.
Go, you know the thing.
Jeff Asher. Okay. 40 and...
Oh, you know the thing.
Oh, it's fantastic. I absolutely love it. Let's see here. We've got a birthday today in the Zeoli Army. Sophia is 30 years old today. It's my 30th super birthday on Super Tuesday. Can I get a birthday shout out? There you go, Sophia on Twitter. Go, you know the thing. Enjoy your birthday. All right? Happy birthday to you. We're very, very happy to have your birthday today, and good for you on Super Tuesday or Super Thursday. There you go. Hashtag you know the thing is trending on Twitter, which is good. So,
wow.
Sid would like to know if Joe's answers would be acceptable in the game show Jeopardy. If when Alex Trebek asked the question, if the answer of go you know the thing would be an acceptable answer for Jeopardy.
Go you know the thing.
It would have to be what is.
Yeah. What is go you know the thing. Yes. Right. Exactly. Exactly right. So that's, you know.
Form of a question.
Look, Bloomberg is, the guy's a totalitarian. And I don't think he does well against Donald Trump. I just think that his money makes him, you know, to be the kind of guy that he's able to stay in this thing. Nick Gillespie had a great, Matt Welch at Reason.com had a great piece over there. He wrote, you know, Bloomberg is a statist, not a centrist. And he points out a couple of different things. Some of the issues that Mike Bloomberg supports, for example, spying on you. I love spying on people. He said because of 9/11, we got to rethink the Constitution. As for policing, back when he was still defending New York's controversial stop, question, and frisk policy, Bloomberg justified shaking down innocent, mostly black and Latino people as a way to discourage people from carrying guns. At least one federal judge didn't share his enthusiasm for these wholesale, discriminatory, unreasonable searches. There is nothing inherently centrist about a police state to the extent that people who imagine themselves to be in the ideological middle support politicians who repeatedly back government prerogative over individual rights. Okay? Americans don't much like being bossed around, and the serial unacknowledged failures of the do-something class have made ideological deviants like Michael Bloomberg and Bernie Sanders scary to people. But Michael Bloomberg once said this, quote, "It's the government's job to have good science, and to explain to people what science says or how to take care of themselves and extend their lives. We are a country where there are too many people that are obese, and we should do something about that. And he did, by banning your sugary drink beverages. So again, as Michael Bloomberg chases down this fake gun show loophole and all the other stuff that he says, I think he's just dodging the fact that Mike Bloomberg really does not believe that you should be able to, say, have a gun outside the home like he does. And he wants to limit that very, very much. Bloomberg is no centrist, no matter how much he cultivates the label. His policy positions are not moderate. The right word to describe Bloomberg is a statist. He's the leading exemplar, even more than Sanders, of addressing problems pragmatically by hitting the big red button labeled government. Advocating for federal intervention at the height of the financial crisis in 2008, Bloomberg on Meet the Press delivered arguably the single most succinct summation of do something governance. Quote, nobody knows exactly what they should do, but anything is better than nothing. The hastily conceived anything in that case included using taxpayer money to cover for the reckless decision-making of the country's wealthiest financial institutions. Such is the track record of panicky government and crisis responders, the most notorious of which Bloomberg has dependently backed over the years. The Iraq War, he doesn't regret it. And he praised George W. Bush for leading the nation into the Iraq War. How about covert, warrantless surveillance of Americans exercising their political and religious rights after 9/11? How about the drug war? As of recently as last January, the one-time pot enthusiast turned overseer of the marijuana arrest capital, New York, called legalizing marijuana perhaps the stupidest thing anybody has ever done. He has recently said that only if you have a small amount, maybe you should have some. So I asked the question, does anybody think that you're going to get legal recreational marijuana under President Mike Bloomberg? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Back when he was promoting his version of centrism as a transpartisan independent in 2012, Bloomberg depicted his effort as an anti-ideological problem solver. In reality, the only limits on problem solving, at least until that pesky constitution is applied, are government's capacity and politicians' ability to identify problems. And boy, does Bloomberg see that everywhere. For example, people don't always eat healthfully. So in the name of public health, as mayor, he went after, among many other things, food carts, trans fats, and salt. He lectured a United Nations General Assembly meeting that, quote, there are powers only governments can exercise, policies only governments can mandate, and only governments can enforce, and results only governments can achieve. When courts blocked Bloomberg's infamous efforts to limit the size of sodas, his response was equally ideological. Quote, we have a responsibility as human beings to do something, to save each other, to save the lives of ourselves, our families, our friends, and all of the rest of the people that live on God's planet. And so while other people will wring their hands over the problem of sugary drinks, in New York City, we're doing something about it. You're detecting a governmental paternalism towards citizen subjects, including but not limited to his post-mayoral leadership role in restricting people's access to guns and electronic cigarettes, Bloomberg will cop right to it. Addressing sin taxes in a 2018 interview, he said, quote, some people say, well, taxes are regressive, but in this case, yes, they are. That's the good thing about them, because the problem is in that people don't have a lot of money, and so higher taxes should have a bigger impact on their behavior and how they deal with themselves. The question is, do you want to pander to those people or do you want to get them to live longer? Think about it from this perspective, right? Mike Bloomberg believes he's smarter than you and he's smarter than me and he knows better than everybody. So he's willing to use taxes, since you don't make as much money as he does, to get you to do the right thing that he thinks you should do. Thankfully, Bloomberg's brand of statism, unlike that of Sanders, at least recognizes that the government does not have limitless capacity, either in terms of resources or competence. So he'll occasionally veer in policy directions such as expanding school choice and acknowledging that trillion-dollar deficits are flagrantly irresponsible. But unlike Sanders, Bloomberg does not apply that logic to some life-or-death issues such as foreign policy, surveillance, and policing. In a New York Times candidate questionnaire, Bloomberg backed the drone killing of American citizens overseas. And he also said that we need to buck up and get ready for more intrusive levels of surveillance by saying, quote, our laws and our interpretation of the Constitution, I think, have to change. Our interpretation of the Constitution has to change? Really? See what I mean? I mean, he's an absolute statist, not a centrist. He's a statist. And he believes, and that definition, which I really attribute that definition to Mark Levin, I think he really has brought that into the context of conversations. That definition is somebody who basically wants to use the power of the state to change behavior and make behavior better for everybody. So if Mike Bloomberg believes that salt's a problem, then the government's going to do something about it. If Mike Bloomberg believes that trans fats are a problem, the government's going to ban it. And if Mike Bloomberg believes that your Second Amendment rights are a problem, there's a whole lot he can do. A whole lot he can do. He's not reasonable on this issue. He, like a lot of other Democrats, would make it so that your ability to own a gun is basically like maybe a rifle or a shotgun or maybe a handgun, but it would only be in the home. He would limit the amount of ammunition you could have. You'd never be able to travel with it. In other words, you would not get the same level of services that Mike Bloomberg gets. Much like how he would probably ban private jets, except for people like him. And he would justify that by saying, well, I'm the president and I've got to go on lots and lots of trips. He's a hypocrite. He's a gigantic hypocrite. He also justified using his private jet because, you know, once again, it's big carbon footprint for me, but not for thee. Back in his Fox News town hall last night, cut 10B.
So you have obviously been very passionate about climate change, but, several folks out there wanted to know how you can, you know, fly around on private jets and take your jet to Bermuda to play golf and still be such a strong proponent of climate change. Is that hypocrisy?
Well, number one, everybody that's running for president is running for a job that comes with a private plane.
That's true.
And it's a big plane, and it burns an awful lot of gas. I think the answer is that I spend an awful lot of time flying around the country, flying around the world, working on climate change, and we have closed an awful lot of coal-fired power plants and worked to try to train coal miners to get other jobs, but at least to get the pollutants from coal out of the air. And I probably couldn't do it without an airplane. And I just, the security you'd have to have, if I go on a commercial jet, the airlines just don't want to take you because there's just too many risks. I'm just too controversial. But yes, I have a plane.
And really? We didn't notice that.
We didn't notice that, yeah.
So did you catch that? I need my private jet to ban coal. I need to be able to use my private jet to fly around the world and ban coal. And yes, my jet's dirty, and you're going to have to live with it because I'm going to be president, and I get my own plane. We all get our own plane. Again, it's the do as I say, not do as I do mentality. That's Mike Bloomberg in a nutshell right there, right? That's him in a nutshell. He'll fly in his private plane and justify because he's going out there to ban coal. But if you want to get a private plane, at some point, that's probably going to wind up becoming illegal, I would imagine. He'll lecture people on this stuff and do the exact same thing, but he can justify everything, whether it's having armed guards, whether it's having a private plane. Doesn't matter. He'll do it. But here's the thing. What he said about the convention coming up is very important to pay attention to, because I do think this is his strategy, and it's why I don't think you can count him out. I don't think you can count Bloomberg out. At Fox News Town Hall last night, his prediction of what's going to happen after Super Tuesday and going into the convention in July, cut 9.
I do not think that Bernie Sanders has the right ideas for this country. I don't think that he can beat Donald Trump, because I don't think the country wants revolutionary change. I think the country wants evolutionary change. And Sanders is a very revolutionary kind of guy.
But what is your path, Mr. Mayor? How do you do it? Which states tomorrow do you win?
Keep in mind, you don't have to win states. You have to win delegates. And if you came in second in every state, you would probably be, might even have a plurality, probably not a majority. The most likely scenario for the Democratic Party is that nobody has a majority, and then it goes to a convention where there's horse trading and everybody decides to compromise on, doesn't even have to be one of the two leading candidates. It could be somebody that had only a small number.
You know, the Sanders people would say they're trying to steal it. President tweets that out every day, that they...
It's a question. Look, if the rules say that you can swap votes or make deals,
then you can swap votes and make deals. And if you don't like those rules, don't play.
If your path looked like it wasn't, you're a big data guy. If it looked like it wasn't going to work, would you support Joe Biden?
Well, I'll have to see at the time. I'm in it to win it. And you got to go into these thinking you can win. You got to go in with that mindset. After all, you're asking people to support you. You're asking people to work for you and campaign for you. We have people all over the country making phone calls and ringing doorbells. And I think you owe it to them to really give it 100%. And then you see what happens.
Another thing, too, is that he's paying everybody that works for him until November. He's guaranteed them a paycheck until November. So what's his incentive to get out of the race is my point. You know, he doesn't really have one. He can just hobble along until the convention and then lose then. He doesn't. It's only money for him. He doesn't seem to mind spending it. It's amazing, right? 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. As we check in on social media, brought to you by our friends at Cherry Hill Volvo, Chris writes on Facebook, Neil Armstrong.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for go. You know the thing.
That's good. Very good, Chris. I like that. Very good. Using a little bit of Joe Biden right there. Winston Churchill, David Shaw, we shall fight them on the beaches. We shall fight them. Go. You know the thing. Everybody's jumping on board. I love it. I love it. What's that?
I have some Bill Clinton, if you would like Bill Clinton.
Why don't
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations.
Oh, you know the thing.
Oh, no.
Terrible. I mean, that's terrible.
It's terrible, Dawn. It's a sin.
It's a sin.
I don't know if that's a great speech in American history, but yeah.
But
the great,
it's a famous
moments in American presidential history.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli. Weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, Dawn, it's Super Tuesday or Thursday, depending on the day.
Tuesday, Thursday, you say tomato, I say tomato.
You say, you know. I love it. Let's call the whole
you know
thing,
the thing
off. You know the thing. Let's call the whole thing off.
Good morning. We have 46 degrees, bright skies now, but rain clouds are on the way. That forecast in just a moment. Zeoli Show News, sponsored by Wawa. We do have this developing story. So FBI agents now say they have taken that armed, dangerous Pennsylvania suspect into custody. So the FBI confirming 37-year-old Rafael Vega Rodriguez opened fire on federal agents yesterday. Nobody hurt. They've been searching for this guy this morning. FBI confirms agents caught and arrested him about 25 miles away from Reading in Leola, Pennsylvania. So updating the so-called Skull Breaker Challenge on TikTok, not a good idea, kids. So two kids are now facing charges after that viral so-called Skull Breaker Challenge left a Cherry Hill Middle School student with a concussion.
What is it? I don't even know what the challenge is.
So the challenge is two people doing something stupid, fooling a third person, the victim, into jumping into the air, and then they kick the guy's feet from out from under him.
Oh.
So he goes head first, you know, into the school hallway floor.
Got it.
Yeah, so
gotcha.
The Cherry Hill parents, this Schenker family, have been speaking out, just saying, warning parents, warning kids. Their son had to be rushed from middle school to the hospital where he's been recovering, and he's now in all kinds of physical therapy. But the Camden County Prosecutor's Office involved in this and confirms today that two middle school kids, are now charged with third-degree aggravated assault. So, you know, it's serious. We've talked about these viral challenges. Remember the Tide Pod challenge? So in any event, they're just saying not a good idea. Criminal charges here for these kids. A record day on Wall Street, as Zeoli has mentioned. Stocks rebounded sharply from their worst week since the financial crisis yesterday, with the Dow hosting its best day in more than a decade. Good news, expectations that the Fed would cut rates drove those gains, accelerating aggressively into the close. So what does that mean for some local companies amid the COVID-19 or coronavirus fears? So this is very good for Campbell's and Hershey's. So Campbell's Soup Company and other packaged food companies rose big time yesterday, and experts said that they'll continue to rise. Why? Because people are stocking up.
That's
shoppers
right.
are stocking their
you gotta
pantries.
Get the cans, baby, in the basement in case it's the apocalypse, you know? If COVID-19 wipes us all out, you're gonna need cans.
We'll have our good, you know the thing.
Here's what I don't know. I don't know why the can opener companies don't also do very, very well at times like this.
Yeah, see?
You know, like I should be making can openers. Because you're gonna have to open. You get down there in the basement, you got all the food stockpiled. No freaking can opener.
Can you imagine?
That's the worst. What do you
Who's
do?
Who's going to go upstairs?
Yeah, somebody go upstairs and don't get the COVID-19. Just get the can opener. Bring it down here. Also, go and get the you know
you
the
go
thing
get it.
That we need.
And also Hershey's. It's a, good, a lot of people, I guess, would think they would crave chocolate. So Hershey's stocks are doing well as well.
I mean, a lot of these things. Don't they always talk about how long Twinkies could survive?
Yeah.
On the shelf for years and years and years. It's all about shelf life. Suddenly nobody's organic anymore when there's a virus outbreak. You notice
nobody's
that?
Nobody's talking about that.
No. People want preservatives. Give me preservatives so that this food can last.
Speaking of lasting, iPhone owners could get $25 from Apple after the company agreed to pay up to $500 million in the settlement over claims over intentionally slowing down older phones to preserve older batteries. So watch for that. We do have Batman news. Ben Affleck says that he does not want to reprise his role as Batman.
Good. Nobody's asking him to. The answers to questions nobody's asking by Ben Affleck.
Well, he was joking, saying, no, he's lost interest.
Oh, right.
He's lost interest.
Yes. It's like the time they asked Bob Casey Jr. if he was going to run for president. Bob Casey, nobody asked him. He just felt the need to tell us he wasn't going to run for president. Ben Affleck, the lesser Batman. Oh, my God.
But
he's got a movie coming out, though, right?
Yeah.
Some weepy, sad movie. I liked it better when it was called Hoosiers. Yeah. Right?
No, it's called The Way Back.
Yeah.
And it's the guys from this area that directed it. But yeah, it's Hoosiers. It's basically Hoosiers.
It's Hoosiers.
Yeah.
Is it a remake of Hoosiers? Like, yes. Like the coach had a setback. This is his chance now, right?
Yep.
To get a winning team, and it's going to be all emotional at the end. And yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
Ben says it's his most difficult role he's ever played.
Oh, really? Ben Affleck said that. So he's going to ruin basketball movies now. So it's the one genre of movies he hasn't ruined yet, sports movies. Great.
The forecast from NBC10, First Alert Weather. Well, okay, the bright skies are happening now, but rain clouds are coming our way. We're going to have two rounds of showers, possibly even a gusty thunderstorm later this afternoon and evening. The high 63 degrees tomorrow. It's going to be beautiful, sunny, bright skies, 57 degrees, a little bit breezy. And then Thursday, a nice day, mostly sunny skies, and it will be 54 degrees. Let's talk about Wawa sponsoring this news and weather. Any two Wawa Sizzlies, now $4 from Applewood Smoked Bacon to Savory Sausage. Grab any two delicious Sizzlies you crave. It's Sizzly time, and breakfast is better than ever. Any two Sizzlies, $4. Gotta have a Wawa. I'm Dawn, Zilli Show News, always on the Radio.com app.
Thank you, Dawn. Appreciate that very much. 855-839-1210. Fred is in Atco. Fred, good morning.
Rich, good morning. You are a man on fire this morning, and you've got me fired up over Michael Bloomberg. You know, these guys are telling us lies as far as background checks and internet gun sales are concerned. You can't go on the internet and buy a gun without having it shipped to a licensed firearms dealer who is then going to produce a background check for you, right? He's going to perform that background check, and you're going to take that gun out of the store just as though you bought it on premises. So this is something that these people are doing to advance an agenda that they are code wording universal background checks. The key behind universal background checks is they're going to be no more effective than what's actually being done today through the state police and the FBI databases, but they will also create then a registry. And if you want to know what use the registry is to totalitarians and statists, you read Joseph P. Martino's book on resistance to tyranny, where he lays it all out as far as the registry, the confiscation, and the totalitarianism. It's horrible.
Well, look, there's no doubt in my mind that the people that are on the streets with illegal guns are not buying them online, right? They're not getting them online, shipped to their street corner. It's such a stupid premise. But he says it and nobody fact checks him on it. You notice that, Fred?
Exactly right. Yeah, these things, most of these crimes are committed with straw purchasers, which is in itself illegal. And we see that the law truly just being on the books isn't necessarily effective.
Fred, thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. Here's a montage of Democrats politicizing the coronavirus response. I think this is important because yesterday the stock market had a great day. And so the media is now ignoring the stock market. Cut one.
We have a crisis of coronavirus and President Trump has no plan.
What he's doing is late, too late, anemic.
Mr. Trump is late.
As soon as this virus started cropping up elsewhere in the world, we should have been on top of it.
Thank you. Listen to her lecture. That's America's mother-in-law. That's my Lotus lecturing everybody on what they should have done. What we should have done.
Anemic.
Mr. Trump is late.
As soon as this virus started cropping up elsewhere in the world, we should have been on top of it.
Do you trust, and should Americans trust, President Trump to deal with this crisis?
No.
This is an administration that does not believe in science, and so I'm not surprised that he's completely clueless.
Look, the president we know is not a scientist, and that's a nice way to put it. He doesn't even believe in science.
This president hasn't allowed his scientists to speak. The idea that the experts are not allowed to speak. The president silenced them. Dr. Fauci. I've been talking about this for a while. They don't even have a test kit. You know, the idea that Donald Trump said just several days ago this was a Democratic hoax. What in God's name is he talking about? Has he no shame?
The Trump administration has been asleep at the wheel.
All right. I think you got it. You think you get it? Oh man, unreal. By the way, Dawn, can we all agree no more high fiving?
No more high-fiving. Just do like an elbow bump or an air high-five.
NBA players have been advised not to high-five fans as the coronavirus spreads. That's what they said. They said that don't high-five people.
Well, if you do high-five, basically don't touch your face.
Yeah.
Like, do not touch
your... But that's impossible not to touch your face,
though.
Isn't
that true? Just train yourself. Don't, you know, you see people and they like shake hands and then the next thing they get their finger in their eye.
Yeah, but there's so many times you touch your face, you don't even think about it. You touch your face all the time, right?
Don't touch your face.
Don't touch your face. Don't touch other people's faces too. I like to go up and like, you know, rub somebody on the cheek as my greeting.
You do.
Hello, how are you?
What about the French? Like, mwah, mwah.
Oh yeah, they do
side
that.
Side to side, the cheek to cheek.
Yeah.
So you could air kiss. Like, mwah, mwah.
It's like still a little germs going airborne. I don't know. I don't know if I like it. I'm not sure. So you prefer hand washing to Purell. Is that right?
Yeah, when possible.
When possible. What I do is I do the hand wash, Purell, gloves, chop my hands off, and have somebody else force feed me.
Exactly.
That's what I like. Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah. You know what this is bad for? Remember there was a time when everything you saw was... hand-rolled, hand-dipped, hand-crafted.
Yes.
You notice
that's
that?
True.
Like, I was out to dinner recently, and it hand-crafted cocktails.
Oh.
Can I go with the machine-crafted cocktail, please, so I don't get your dirty hands in my cocktail?
Amen.
It's like the hand-dipped strawberries, hand-dipped chocolate, yeah. Hand-dipped ice cream. Stop with your hands dipping in my food.
Yeah, they're going to have to start with a picture of, like, somebody wearing, like, white gloves. Like, glove-dipped.
Glove-dipped?
Yeah.
But gloves can be germy, too.
Yeah, exactly.
This is where the robots should be employed, right? Because we could have the robots go in with robot-dipped ice cream, antibacterial sanitized robots that don't touch anything but the ice cream.
Yeah, because stainless steel is just naturally antibacterial.
You see?
Yep.
Stainless steel robot. That's what I want.
Steel.
Robot dipped chocolates.
So
robot dipped cocktails.
So invest in American steel.
See? There you go. I like it.
And
yeah, we'll displace workers, but, you know, it's what are you going to do? I mean, well, no, the robot has to give it to somebody who's got to take the dirty cash.
Yeah.
You got to make sure that in that transaction. But there are so many places. I always look at like those farm-to-table places that crack me up, the farm-to-table.
Yes.
And they go, you know, hand-sorted herbs and... hand-cracked eggs. It's like, well, who else is... What,
yeah.
What are you, your feet? You're cracking eggs with your feet? What is this?
Some people do.
Do they?
Well, like the wine crushing.
Oh, that's
don't
true.
You do that with your toes? Between your toes, like squishing
I guess you could.
Grapes?
Yeah. But the problem, I mean, wine kills germs. Like alcohol kills germs,
true.
Right?
When it ferments.
The only thing it doesn't... This is where the exception, though, comes in, is that dirty, citrusy fruit thing that they put in your drink. You know, with the lemon. Did I ask for a lemon?
You don't want that.
No. No, because some people put it right into the water. You notice that?
Never
send that baby back.
Yes.
Send it back.
Because 100%. It's all chopped up and it sits there all day.
Yeah.
All day for more than, you know, like 12, 20 hours, whatever. And then they cover it with like saran wrap, put it in the fridge, and then put it out the next day.
Oh.
Ask for a lemon, a whole lemon, and a knife and cut it yourself.
Greg brings his own lemons everywhere he goes.
B-Y-O-L.
And a knife. He brings his own knife, too.
I hate it.
Actually, when you go out to dinner with Greg, he brings his own food.
It's true.
And his own utensils.
At least I know where that's been.
It's very awkward to go out to dinner with
Picnicking,
the guy.
Picnicking, antibacterial.
I'm not worried about the coronavirus, but I do think as I have children, and those children bring home germs all the time, that, and, you know, some people say, like, well, you know, the flu season's almost over. But yeah, but kid germ season never ends, even in the summer, right? And there are summer colds, and there are, the summer brings its own nonsense. And in the summer, you're probably more likely to get a cold because in the summer, it's kind of like rules don't apply anymore. You're like, I don't have to wash my hands anymore. I made it through flu season. No. That's when you wind up getting a cold in the middle of July, you know?
The best line was when you came back after you were out with the flu and you said, my kids have introduced germs to my body that it hasn't seen in 30 years.
Sure. Yeah.
What an amazing statement.
My immune system was not prepared for this.
It was not. It was like, well, we haven't seen this in a long time.
Yeah, what the hell is this? What is this? What's going on here?
What do you call them? Disgusting little germy miracles?
Little miracles. Yes, germy little disgusting miracles. Rick is in Marlton. He's got an idea for us. Yes, Rick.
Yeah, they need the Terminator to dip your strawberries. It's either that or Pete Buttigieg once he takes his skin off and reveals himself as the robot that he is.
Very good, Rick. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
All right, see you guys.
Pete Buttigieg is a little bit programmed, don't you think?
Yes.
A little robotic?
Yes.
How about his endorsement of Joe Biden last night? Listen to how unnatural this is. It's like they literally wrote the code, put Pete out there.
Was about rallying the country together to defeat Donald Trump and to win the era for the values that we share. And that was always a goal that was much bigger than me becoming president. And it is in the name of that very same goal that I'm delighted to endorse and support Joe Biden for president.
I mean, he does not drip with any real emotion whatsoever. He's completely devoid of it. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Chris Matthews has retired from MSNBC. Oh. We will have a special tribute to Chris Matthews. You don't want to miss it. So don't go away.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.